Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Cleveland Connection. For the next hour, you'll hear conversations with people making a difference in Northeast Ohio. Here's your host, Glenn Anderson.
Well, good morning and happy Sunday. My name is Glenn, and with us today, we have Sister Carita Ambro and Father Joe McNulty. They are both with the St. Augustine Hunger Center and Parish. They've been there for over 40 years, just recently retired. Well, Sister Carita, you provided clothing, helped people find employment, housing, working with people with disabilities, and then, of course, all the meals, serving 100 to 250 people three times a day. And then on Thanksgiving, serving over 20,000 people. Let me ask you, why was feeding people so important to your mission?
Well, because people are hungry.
Yeah.
And they, on the holidays, they often do not have what they need. And, you know, I have to tell you the story of a woman that we were taking care of. And she, we were delivering food to her. And I got a call saying she did not get her food. So I sent a second person out and said, would you please deliver this food to this woman? She did not get her food. So they said, oh, yes. Well, she called back again saying, I still did not get my meal. So I sent a third person. And I said, this time, would you go in and be sure you talk to the woman herself? And he came back and he was in tears. And he said, yes, I went there, and I looked in her refrigerator, and there were your three meals only in her refrigerator.
Wow.
And that's part of the story that kept encouraging me to feed the people. They need it.
And you did that for over 40 years. And are you still involved with St. Augustine today?
Well, I visit them, and that's about it.
Yeah.
And I do take care of a few of the people on the outside, okay, that are still coming to me.
And hello, Father Joe.
One of the questions you asked, Sister, was you named all those different areas that she got into. It seems to me that when you are resolved to serve the poor, you suddenly have to become aware of all sorts of different ways of service. And most of what we did, it kind of came naturally as we saw the need. For instance, we did not begin holiday meals or the other meals until 1983.
Yeah.
Before that, we did everything from a pantry. And but by 1983, Sister and I were arguing over what we could do next. We couldn't keep up with the people. There was so much need. We would empty a truckload of food in one day. We couldn't afford it. So then we started the meal program, and going from just the holiday meals to the everyday meals was a challenge, but people responded beautifully.
Yeah, it's just, it feels like the holidays and St. Augustine and the city of Tremont. It's they're all synonymous together. That's the place that you go. That's the place that you volunteer. That's the place where you go and eat for a hot meal. I know it requires so many different people. So, Father Joe, you met a man by the name of Bill Lewis many years ago. Yeah, he used to work for our sister station, WNCX. How did that friendship begin?
He called me one day.
Yeah.
And said to me, there's this group coming to town called Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and he had an idea, and he wanted to talk it over with me. So we went out for breakfast. Got a good breakfast out of it, too, by the way.
Good, yeah.
And that was the beginning. And then we met regularly for a long time, and I got to know his family very well. And then he worked with all sorts of different groups that helped out as well that were part of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra group. And I met the people from there, and that was so impressive. So on the very first time we came, they had us come out on the stage about halfway through, and they explained all about St. Augustine's and its hunger center, and they gave us the first check. Unfortunately, that was a real big check. I couldn't cash it at the bank, so we had to wait for the regular check.
And so that became the beginning of a beautiful partnership between the Catholic Charities Diocese of Cleveland, our radio stations, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. We started raising money. We started doing this on a yearly basis. And do you know how much money has been raised up to this point?
You probably have a better knowledge of that than I do, but I would say hundreds of thousands.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, listen, Sister Carita, Father Joe, I appreciate you both being here. I have some people from the Catholic Charities Diocese of Cleveland here, as well as Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So we're going to continue the conversation with them. But listen, I appreciate the groundwork that you both have led. God bless you both. And I hope you have a beautiful holiday season and continued good health, okay?
Well, with your backing, it'll work out very, very well.
So let me switch over to our in-studio guests. With me right now, I have Barry Gable, the Senior Vice President of Marketing for Live Nation. I also have Eric Milkey. He's the Director of Emergency Services for the Catholic Charities Diocese of Cleveland. Everybody, hello and good morning. Thank you for being here.
Are you kidding? Thanks for having us. I love being down here with you.
I appreciate you being here so much. Barry, I want to start with you. You've known and worked with Trans-Siberian Orchestra for a very long time, right?
For more than 25 years. You know, got a call from a gentleman by the name of David Krebs when I was with Belkin Productions, and Jules used to work with David on all kinds of concerts, whether it was Scorpions, Aerosmith, AC/DC, and he had said there's a band that they're working with, actually not even a band, it's a record called Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and it's getting incredible amount of play. And in 1998, they had already released the record 2 years before that. They asked me, hey, will you go up and visit with these guys in New York and get an idea of what this is all about? That same year, in 1998, they weren't even on tour yet, and I'm getting calls from Bill Lewis saying, every time I drop the needle, they used to have needles, remember that? Yeah. Every time they drop the needle on the phonograph, they are hearing incredible amount of phone reaction from this one band called Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and the song was called Christmas Eve Sarajevo 1224. That song actually was on another album with a band called Sabotage that the guys were playing with for many, many years.
Yeah.
And in 1999, they opted to say, let's go on tour. And we did the first five of their six concerts in certain markets around the country.
So knowing you and knowing your relationship with Trans-Siberian Orchestra, it seems like a really good relationship that you have with this band. I know we all encounter bands all around town. Bands come in, they come out. One of the great things about Trans-Siberian Orchestra is their ability to raise money through local charities.
Well, this was the deal when we first sat down with Paul O'Neill. He said, this isn't just about a concert and putting a show on. They wanted to leave something that was good in each town that they went to. And he had this vision back in 1999 when they went on tour and they said, You know, there are radio stations and TV stations always doing something around the holidays, whether they're involved with food banks or hunger centers or Toys for Tots, and all these local charities are all in need of money and, of course, awareness for what the great work they do in every city. So it was his idea for every show to leave a dollar of every ticket sold to the radio station to allocate to certain charities. And that's really where this whole thing started. And it was Bill Lewis that brought the Hunger Center and the work that Sister Carita and Father Joe do in this town, have done in this town for an incredible amount of years. And that's how the relationship started.
Yeah, and we're actually in 98.5's old studio. This is where everybody broadcasts from. Bill Lewis used to be over here. Michael Stanley used to be over here. So it's royalty talking into the microphones and talking with all of you. So we've been teaming up with the St. Augustine Hunger Center. How much money has been raised over the years? Do you even have a number at this point?
We actually do have a pretty good number. And it's not just from a dollar of every ticket sold, but a lot of our sponsors that have been involved with us, specifically Jay Lucarelli and the Minutemen family of companies and Barney Monk. For years, they've been involved in the show, and they constantly come to the table with more money other than just the $1. And we have, from the dollars that we know have been allocated to St. Augustine Hunger Center, it's more than $600,000 over the course of the past 24 years. This year will be the 25th year that TSO will be performing in Cleveland. We did the first shows in 1999 when we played Cleveland Music Hall. When was the last time you were at the Cleveland Music Hall?
It's been a while.
And then we did two shows over at Playhouse Square. So we wound up doing three shows that first year in 1999, sold more than 8,500 tickets. And that started that relationship not only with St. Augustine Hunger Center, but with Trans-Siberian Orchestra, who have now, on their 25th year of touring, they'll probably sell their, they will be selling their 20 millionth ticket and $20 million to local charities around the country.
That's incredible. It gives me goosebumps to hear it. And the fact that we continue to do that as a group every single year is so great. How can people get involved this year? Of course, they can go and buy tickets. The show's December 27th. There's a 3 o'clock show. There's a 7:30 show. You can get those tickets at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. Any other ways that people could become involved right now?
Well, I'm going to turn that over to Eric because, you know, during that time period, not only are there funds needed, but there are volunteers needed. You know, on Thanksgiving, which is literally right around the corner, they serve thousands of meals to people within the Northeast Ohio community. And I'll just turn it over to Eric, because that's how you can really help.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk to him. His name is Eric Milkey. He's the Director of Emergency Services for Catholic Charities. Talk about, obviously, we're going to get into the emergency services aspect of what it is that you do. But what are some of the other services that Catholic Charities provides for the community?
We're a very comprehensive organization. So, you know, Catholic Charities spans eight counties throughout the Diocese of Cleveland. And we do things from, you know, hunger centers, shelters, migration refugee services, mental health, substance use, really any kind of population that's marginalized. Catholic Charities has a department to serve those folks.
How did you get involved with the organization, and what brought you to wanting to be a part of this?
Yeah.
I'm always curious what makes people go and do the things that they do.
I fell into this all backwards, and it really was a happy accident. I took a job out of school. I was a business major, took a job out of school in business, hated it, and was like, I got to do something else for the next 4 years of my life. So I decided I was going to go on a mission trip. And ended up in a mission trip serving out in a homeless shelter in Maryland. And was so fulfilled, absolutely loved it. But Cleveland was home for me, so I started networking, got back to a connection at Catholic Charities, mm-hmm. Working in the emergency assistance department, which is all food and shelter related. And so came back here and have been here at Catholic Charities for 8 years. I absolutely love it. It's very fulfilling work. It's meaningful. I feel like there's a purpose from, you know, coming in to work every day. And it's a blessing to be able to do it.
Out of all the services that
your organization provides, what do you think is the most important? What do you think is the biggest need that you've seen since being here?
That's a great question. I the need is far exceeds any kind of assistance that could ever help. So for me personally, it's all related to food and shelter.
Mm-hmm.
We serve for St. Augustine, about 400 meals every day. For the holiday meals, we served, we're gearing up for 12,000 meals. So food insecurity is something that we see in the Cleveland neighborhoods, any of the neighborhoods that we serve in the diocese. Food insecurity is huge. Directly what we do is every day folks are coming in hungry, looking for something to eat. So that's something I see every day, and that would be the biggest need that I see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
See every day.
So we talked about one way of getting involved this holiday season, obviously, is to go and buy a ticket to the show. Again, Trans-Siberian Orchestra is going to be at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse December 27th, 3 o'clock and 7:30. You can get those tickets at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. But how else can people get involved?
Yeah, we would love to have them out. So like I said, we're gearing up for 12,000 meals. We got to slice all those turkeys. We have to, 6,000 of those are going to be home-delivered meals. So we need volunteers to drive and deliver those meals.
Is that just on the holidays, or do you need those on a regular basis?
Yeah, so the deliveries is on the holidays, so Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually a large outpouring of support around the holidays, so we need support throughout the year. So it doesn't have to just be on Thanksgiving, Christmas, or Easter. We would gladly have someone come in. They can serve a meal in the Hunger Center. We get donations that come in. They can sort donations. They can serve the food. So we're always looking for help. We live on the generosity of folks. So we would be happy to have them.
And if people wanted to volunteer, what are the ages of people that can volunteer? And then how do they go about doing that? Is there a website, phone numbers, stuff like that?
Yeah, so for the holidays, we have three ways. There is the website. It's www.ccdocle.org, and then that's /holidays. And that will provide all the information that they need. They can also call our line. It's 216-377-3725, and that'll provide additional information, where to show up if they want to drive, what time, all of that stuff. And they can also send us an email at holidays@ccdocle, and that information will be kicked back in an auto reply.
Excellent information. Thank you so much. And Barry, we're going to be talking with Jeff Plate, the original drummer and founding member of Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
He was here day one. was here in 1999, was been playing the drums for the band for in Cleveland for 25 years. And he wound up marrying a girl that he met when he was in Cleveland touring with Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, that's cool. So it's got an affinity towards Cleveland.
And I want to remind everybody, this year, it's the first time they're doing an all-new show called The Lost Christmas Eve. It's their third album of a trilogy albums around the holidays. And they haven't performed that entire album in more than 10 years live. So that'll be an incredible opportunity to hear and see this particular show. And they do the best of TSO for the second half, as many fans know. And the tickets are really not that expensive. They start as low as $59.99.
Oh.
And like you mentioned, where people can get the tickets. So this is the rock holiday tradition for the entire family. And we can't thank St. Augustine Hunger Center for participating. But a huge shout out to Bill Lewis, who's the one that tapped both Jules Belkin and Barry Gable on the shoulder and said, pay attention to this show.
Yeah, they're going to be something someday. I love it. Again, that show is going to be December 27th, 3 o'clock and 7:30. You can get those tickets at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Glenn.
Well, joining me on Cleveland Connection right now, I have Jeff Plate. He is the drummer for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, also one of the original members. Jeff, good morning. Thanks for joining us, brother.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it so much. What city are you calling from right now? I'm always curious.
We are calling from Omaha, Nebraska.
you had to check with your people to make sure you knew.
You know, it's that old cliche about not knowing where you are. Sometimes that's very true.
Oh, no, I know. So original member of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, tell me, how did the band come to be? I'm very curious about how it all started out.
Many, many years ago, in the mind of Mr. Paul O'Neill. Mm-hmm. Paul O'Neill began managing a band called Savatage, progressive rock band, metal band out of Tampa, Florida. Paul began working with this group in 1986 and struck up a real strong relationship with John Oliva and Chris Oliva, founding members of the band. Paul became their producer, lyricist, one of the songwriting members. And from this point, Savatage was basically a four-piece, three-piece power metal band. And Paul took them in a different direction. He started adding some orchestration, started adding a little bit more melody, some more dynamic to the band. And these were the early seeds of what would later become the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Paul O'Neill was a New York City man, loved Broadway, loved theater, big fan of, you know, The Who and Pink Floyd, Aerosmith. He was managing bands. He was producing tours, promoting tours. Had his hands in all kinds of things musically back in the 70s and 80s. But this group that he was envisioning was something that was going to encompass all musical genres, tell a story, have a narrator, different vocalists, different characters. You know, he was thinking really, really big. But I came into Savatage in 1994 after the band had gone through some real tragedy. Lost a crucial band member. The original drummer quit, so then I came in. The first record that I did with Savatage was called Dead Winter Dead. And this was a concept record that Paul had written about the war that was going on in Bosnia at the time. Mm-hmm. And something he was very, very well read up on. He was very concerned about it, and he wrote this concept story for the album. But in this story, Paul wanted to include this instrumental Christmas song, Christmas Eve, Sarajevo, 1224. And this was based on a gentleman who, in Bosnia, would sit in the rubble and play his cello and just mourn the loss of, you know, all the people and everything that was going on there, all the destruction and everything. Paul was fascinated by this. So Christmas Eve, Sarajevo, 1224 first made its appearance on the Savatage record, Dead Winter Dead, as I mentioned, in 1995. And when that album was released, this song took off in a completely different direction, became this instant holiday hit, was being played on stations all across the country in every format possible. And this was the vehicle that Paul used to create this band he was always dreaming of, and that was the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So here I am, 30 years later, still working for this organization. Christmas Eve Sarajevo is the most popular and the most powerful song of our tour and our show. And Christmas Eve and Other Stories was recorded in 1996, our first album, closing in on, you know, close to 30 years. It's just been an amazing run that has happened ever since the release of that one song. But Paul O'Neill had a vision. He made it happen, and he just endless amounts of energy and commitment to it and turned this thing into a huge success.
That's amazing. I didn't know how everything got started, so thank you for sharing that with me and all of our listeners. This year, TSO is celebrating its 20th anniversary. Wow. 20th anniversary of The Lost Christmas Eve. It's 20 million tickets have been sold. And one of the greatest parts of all this, $20 million have been given to local charities. Boy, that's got to make you feel good. Why was the charity aspect so important to the band starting out?
Paul was just a very, very generous and considerate person. You know, he knew the holidays were a tough time for a lot of people. You know, for others, a very, very festive time and whatever. But he was always looking to help somebody. And he felt that this was a way to, you know, first of all, say thank you to the cities and towns for letting us come in and do what we do. But it also directly connects the audience to helping people in their community. Now, ever since we started touring, we've done this in every town we've played in. We let the local radio station or the promoter pick the charity because they know what's necessary in that area, in that town. But, you know, today you just mentioned $20 million in charity we've contributed across the country over all these years. And yeah, it's something that, you know, it starts out very small, but as it's built over the years and hit this mark, it's really significant and something we're all very, very proud of.
You should be. And this year, you're doing 110 concerts in 66 cities in 48 days. When does everybody sleep? That's a ridiculous schedule.
So for people that don't know, we tour with two different groups.
Yeah.
We have an East Coast group, which I'm a member of, and then there's a West Coast group. Same show, same production, same setup, same set list. It's obviously different members, a little bit of a different personality between the two bands. But we ran into an interesting problem in our actual second year of touring, which was the year 2000. We ended up with more show offers than we had days to do them. So Paul and his management team decided, well, let's approach this, you know, similarly to like a Broadway situation. Let's take the original cast, split it in two, and then we'll fill out the members on each side accordingly. And this way we can cover all the dates and build it from there. So we've been running with two bands ever since the year 2000. And it's just been amazing. Ever since 2004, when The Lost Christmas Eve was released with our third Christmas album, we've been playing major arenas 8 days, 8 shows in 5 days every week, close to 1 million people a year between the two bands. And that's how we can cover all this ground and play all these cities in this short amount of time. But it really is just a testament to the product, you know, Paul's music and his lyrics and his stories, but just the whole production and the show itself, along with all that. It's been such a fantastic ride, and it's amazing all these years later, this is still growing today.
Yeah, and it's not slowing down. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Lost Christmas Eve Tour, is going to be at Rock and Mortgage Fieldhouse. That's going to be December 27th, a 3 o'clock show and a 7:30 show. What can we expect from the show this time around?
Well, for people that have seen us before, you kind of get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we come into town with 20 tractor trailers full of lighting and sound. There is literally production from one end of the arena to the other. This year, the visual part of the show is just fantastic. And every year I walk into rehearsals and watch our crew build this stage and put this show together. And I'm always amazed that they've outdone themselves from the previous year. And this year is no different. It really looks fantastic. The Lost Christmas Eve is the story that we are presenting, along with some of our other hits and fan favorites. But for those that have never seen us before, it really is one of the most unique things that you will ever see. Not just the visual part of it, but sonically, the band is fantastic. Vocalists are fantastic. So many traditional holiday music themes weaved in and out of Paul's original pieces of music. There's really something here for everybody. And as it was in our first show, you know, children, adults, teenagers, all the way up to grandparents, everybody in between, all musical genres, all walks of life, are in our audience and actually have a great time. So we're looking forward to another fantastic tour.
And of course, $1 from every ticket sold is going to go to the St. Augustine Hunger Center here in Tremont, a fabulous organization. And we can't thank you enough for all the money that you've raised for them and all the fun that you bring every single holiday. Again, that show is going to be December 27th, 3 and 7:30 p.m. You can get those tickets at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. Jeff Plate, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Brother, thank you so much for being here.
You bet. Take care. We'll see you soon.
And we'll have more Cleveland Connection right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.